It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show our next guest, Shirley Mansfield. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jules.
It's a year.
It's lovely to have you back.
A year. Mm,
it's a whole year.
Is it really? Is it that long since you were last on? Wow. Shirley, you've been a busy girl since last year as well.
I haven't I?
Yeah.
I have. My fingers have been whizzing across the keyboards like there's no tomorrow.
Absolutely. Shirley, for those of you that don't know, and there can't possibly be anybody out there in the business community that doesn't know this, has recently completed and is about to launch her new book, The Grown-Up Business.
In fact, it goes on sale today.
Today?
On Amazon.
Isn't it good when a plan comes together?
Well, only because the publisher's got the wrong date. Hey-ho, that's a whole different story.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about... Well, I want to explore this from two angles, actually, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to know a bit about the book and stuff like that, obviously, mm-hmm. because that's really important, and I know what your background is in terms of coaching businesses. But I also want to know a little bit about the process of writing the book and how you felt about that.
Okay.
So I don't know which one you want to deal with first, but...
Let's talk about the book first, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, as you and a lot of the listeners know, I've been a high growth business coach now for the last 5 years, and this book is actually a big thank you to all of my clients. It really takes you through that whole journey about growing your business up. So I work with companies that want to grow, that want to succeed, that want to be the best. And at some point, they have to stop doing things the way they were doing it and become a grown-up business. And it just became a phrase that I used with all of my clients. You need to become a grown-up business, doing things in a grown-up type of way. And so the book's filled with 10 chapters of the types of things that you need to do. And also in the book, there's 47 true case studies.
Wow, okay.
All of which are my clients. Some of which are very unhappy because I've changed their names from male names to female names to protect their identity.
Oh, right, okay.
So, but rest assured, they're all true in there.
Okay.
And
so Dick Serkin's in there, is he?
He may well be. He may well be. Cool. It'll be interesting to see how many of my clients actually can pick up which is them and recognise themselves. And also look at the solutions that I give at the end of each section in terms of hints, tips, checklists, templates and all of those sorts of things. But it's a book that you can dip in and out of. Mm. You don't have to read it from cover to cover. Mm. Probably need to read the first couple of chapters straight off and then dip in, dip out.
Mm. Well, I downloaded the freebie first chapter before the book was published.
And that cost you a tweet, didn't it?
It did. And I started reading that, and very interesting it was too. So
excellent.
I'm looking forward to reading the rest of it, and I have got a copy of the book now. So.
Well, strangely enough, I thought I'd better bring a little gift
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
I hope you've signed it, Shirley.
I haven't done.
Well, you will do.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sure she will.
I'll have to charge for that, though.
And it's a lot of that going on around here today, isn't there? Charging me for things.
There's a step-by-step programme as well in this book, though, isn't there? Mm. So it's interesting.
Yes,
tell us about
there
that.
Is. There is. It takes you right through, really, from the start of your business, right the way through until it becomes a mature, grown-up business. That's the key thing. About it. It's all about a journey, and at each stage, there's a whole pile of challenges that appear and... on the horizon, and it's that classic thing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Is that because you're getting to the end of the tunnel, or is it a big train hurtling towards you?
Absolutely.
You know, you don't know, and unfortunately for business owners, whilst running a business can be fantastic fun, it can be really lonely.
Mm. And hard work.
Really hard work.
Hugely hard work.
You know, if you want to work shorter hours in the interim, forget it. Yeah. You know, building a business is all about packing in the hours. But you can do that in the short term. You get the rewards at the end. And the rewards for becoming a grown-up business is more money, more profit, more time, more choice, more opportunities. And pretty much for most business owners, that's what they want.
Yeah. I don't know if I can remember this properly, but there was an aphorism, and I'll probably get this wrong, but it was something like, there are some people that will do things that other people don't want to do, so that eventually they can do other things that other people can't do.
Yes.
And that kind of aptly describes what you were saying about entrepreneurship, isn't it? It's a long-term strategy. It's a risk.
Very much so. Very much. And you have to remember that so many people set up their businesses because they love doing it.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Passionate.
You know, they're really passionate about it. For example, the example I use most of the time is somebody who loves fishing and decides to set up a fishing tackle retail operation online.
Sure.
You know, and they could probably talk to you for hours about the strength of a piece of line and which reel they should have and all of that sort
Boiling
of stuff.
Bait.
In the meantime, the bookkeeping's not getting done and the marketing's not getting done and all of those types of things. So at some point, unfortunately, business owners have to stop doing what they love.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it just becomes a job that they pay themselves for.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more right. As an angel investor, one of my big frustrations with dealing with some very clever people with the businesses that they ask me to invest in is that they really, especially when you've put money into a business, because a lot of people then take their foot off the gas. And what they do is they focus on the bit that they like doing. And they don't focus on the bit that nobody likes doing, which is getting out there and selling and all the rest of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one of the other things is, of course, is when you start to get stressed or uptight about the business, then you always revert back to the things that you like doing. And unfortunately, then the stress just multiplies because you're not doing the things that you should be doing.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Have 5,000 emails in your inbox.
Exactly. You know, there's so much, but so much of this book is to say to business owners, this isn't new. Every business owner that's built a big business, whether you want to look at, you know, Ray Kroc from McDonald's or Bezos at Amazon or Branson or whoever your sort of business hero is, they all started where you are now.
Okay. Do you have a business hero?
Do I have a business hero? Well, actually, yeah, I do, I suppose. Sam Carpenter, who actually I am thrilled to bits that he has written the foreword for my book. If you haven't read his book, I really recommend it. It's called Work the System.
Right.
It's a very easy read and it's a very personal story about taking a business that's just about to crash and burn and has been struggling for 10 or 12 years and completely turning it around. So it is one of the most profitable and expensive businesses. But Sam's in the States. I've never met him. I wanted to include a section in the book and my publishers told me to take it out because I would never get permission. And I sent an email to Sam, info@worksystem, and said, Sam, please, can I use it? He said yes and offered to read the book. And after he'd read it, he wrote the foreword and the testimonial for me. And I'm just so thrilled.
Absolutely. Wow.
That for me is like a huge hand pat on the back, so,
right.
Which is good. So he's read it and... That's almost like the endorsement to say, actually, yeah, I'm talking
about. I was going to say, what a fabulous endorsement. You must be really
lovely.
Proud. That's
I'm
fantastic.
So proud, so yeah. proud.
I'm fascinated by what you do. You know, I've known you for quite a while, Shirley, and I know what your skills are and how you go about doing what you do and the great things that you do with helping businesses grow. And I'm looking forward immensely to reading the book. And we're going to come back and talk about the book again in a moment.
Okay.
Because I think you've got a couple of opportunities for people to acquire the book. And there's also some things happening in the next week or so. But I'd also like to ask you because, you know, there's this old saying that there's a book in everyone. And a lot of people walk around saying, you know, one day I'm going to write a book. It's not something I've ever wanted to do because I just don't think of myself as a writer, but I know a lot of people do. So I'm interested in the process, how you felt, what it took to actually produce the book as well.
I think the really nice thing for me is that when I started the book, I'd been blogging for a couple of years and I had got into the discipline of writing my blog once a week. And that was a good start. 400 words... that's all it is, just write it and just get into the habit of writing. So that was the first thing for me. But I wanted to write a book, but I knew that actually I needed somebody to sit on my shoulder that would make sure that I hit the deadlines, that I focused on it, and that I didn't think I'll do that next week. So I actually got myself a writing coach, and Megan was just brilliant. Her Twitter handle is Books Expert. You can find her there or through Thought Leader Books. And I did a 12-week program with her, and for the first 4 weeks I didn't write a word. And then, wow, it was 4,000 words a week every week.
Wow.
Bang, straight in. But she was brilliant. She kept me on track. Little things like making sure I had a picture of a typical client sitting on my desk, so I was writing as if I was writing for that person.
I see. Okay.
All the time. But the best thing she said was just write.
Right. And at the end of that, although I'm sure it was quite stressful with deadlines and all the rest of it, did you enjoy the process?
I loved the writing process. And, you know, I was a pen and paper girl. I sat curled up on the sofa and I wrote it by hand. Because one of the things for my generation was I was never taught to type.
Right.
And so I'm a two-finger typer.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I can't type without looking at the keyboard. And it's just a mess.
So you enjoy the whole process, really?
I did. I wrote with pens and paper. And one of the key case studies that runs through the book is actually Francis and the Clipper Notebook Company, all about writing with beautiful pens and lovely paper, which is what. But then I found a fantastic app, which is called Dragon Dictation.
Having written it, I then dictated it.
And it was a bit long-winded, but I loved it.
You get some very funny shopping lists when I do that.
Oh, yes. It's amazing what words it picks up for you.
Yeah.
But I did that, and it was fab.
So, would you do it again?
I would, actually. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so, you know, the grown-up business is born, and, you know, most people that know me know that I'm marketeer, so, you know, it might be the grown-up marketing business next door.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Cool. There's an event happening next week, I believe.
Yes, now, to celebrate the launch of the book, I've pulled together three speakers, all of who you know, I think, Paul. So we've got Tamsin Fox-Davis.
Oh, I know Tamsin.
Lovely. She's a fantastic speaker from Constant Contact. So anything and everything you want to know about email marketing, Tamsin is your girl. She's also a really great speaker.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally endorse that. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of controversy, as always, from Mr. Philip Bevan. who is now the regional director for Xero.
So actually,
Xero is a fantastically exciting company. That would be great. And the third speaker I have lined up is Susanna Schofield.
Oh, I know Susanna.
She's director at Royal Mail. Mm-hmm. She, again, is a great speaker and also has a book called Mind the Gap, which is just a phenomenal way for businesses to help to work out what is really good and spot some more opportunities and discover what the problems are with that. And for all the girls that are going, Susanna has the most fantastic shoe collection I have ever seen.
Absolutely, she does. Yeah.
So she's great. So that event is Tuesday the 4th of November. It's at 6 o'clock. And it's also at Sittingbourne Golf Club.
Wow.
So for any girls that are travelling on their own, as I do quite often, you can park right outside, so there's no problem with safety. There's a bar there. We'll have lots of cakes. Cause
apart from flying golf balls, of course.
Well, at 6 o'clock at night, probably not.
Unlikely, yes.
We shall have lots of cake for Susanna and Tamsin, certainly. And it's really, really... going to be a good fun night, I think.
Absolutely.
So,
and you were going to offer a competition
book. Interestingly, I've been sponsoring the Business Bunker, so Paul's been tweeting a lot, and Jules as well, and my inbox has been absolutely jammed with so many retweets from all of your followers and stuff like that. So I'm going to give a couple of free tickets away to come to my book launch. One of those is going to go to AK Pet Services.
Oh. Adrian, well done,
and
mate.
The other one's going to go to F Keys, because you have been super duper sharers.
You've got the dynamic duo.
Yeah, the dynamic duo. So that's Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services.
Yeah, well done. So that's two free tickets that are winging their way to them. So
we try not to have favourites on this show, but they are two.
They are great,
stonking gentlemen.
They are super sharers.
In the general business environment in Kent, both of them do an awful lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really good.
Nice. Adrian, I also have his crocodile, probably, his pet crocodile. Mm,
okay, another attraction to add to the list. Yes, okay. Another thing that I've been running is just a competition on Twitter, which is, obviously, I'd like to get hashtag grown up business sort of trending and start some conversations going. So anybody that can send a tweet which starts with a hashtag grown up business is, and then finish it obviously within the 140 characters. If you put the hashtag grown up business, I can track it and see what's happening. And every week for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to choose the best one, and then they'll have a free copy of the book ringing their way to them.
So there you go. We get tweeting a hashtag grown up business is, and your thoughts, ideas, views on what that is, and you stand a chance of winning a copy of Shirley's fabulous book. Fantastic. Well, thank
you. Perhaps what I can do, Paul, is get you to announce the winners next next three or four Tuesdays.
More than happy to do that. Okay. You let me know who you want to award the book to. We will give you a shout out on the Business Bunker show, and we will coordinate that. That's not a problem at all. So get hashtagging.
It sounds a bit German there.
Hashtag.
A hashtag.
Yes, in that very German way, the hashtag is Hashtag grown up business, all one word.
Grown up business. Hashtag grown up business. Get hashtagging. Give us a shout for your website, Twitter handle, and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
And where people can get hold of a copy of the book, which is Amazon, presumably.
No. Amazon is incredibly good at selling books, but I also have a limited edition version,
right.
Which means that Amazon won't attack the price on it,
right.
Which is available through my website, which is www, or as Jules would say, 3ws.grownupbusiness.com.
Right.
You can follow me on Twitter on my usual Twitter handle, which is @CoachSME, or alternatively @GrownUpBusiness.
Fantastic. Shirley, thank you so much for that. We wish you fabulous luck with a book. It is a great book, and I do recommend people read it. We wish you much luck with the launch party next week. Sadly, I can't be there to share it with you as on this
I'll
old
have a
radio.
Piece of cake for you.
Do, thank you, and I'll be thinking of you while you're there, and I'm working away here in a hot and dusty and noisy studio. For the moment, though, Shirley, Coach SME, and author of Grown Up Business, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure.